as a family-run hotel, we would be hoping that the government, the Irish government, will follow suit. In fairness to the British government, they seem to be very proactive towards business. Although they may have got the timing of their lockdown wrong, they were they led the way with their furlough scheme and their assistance for business. And hopefully, I think they announced their packages about a week or so before the Irish government did in March. So we're hopeful that the Irish government will follow suit. The Northern Ireland tourism market, I think, over the past number of years is in growth mode, has been this past few years, and they are seeing more visitors from the south. It definitely will have an impact, as opposed as a Donegal hotelier. We can get a breakdown of where our visitors are coming from, and roughly 40 to 45% of our business is based from Northern Ireland. If we can go back to February, before the pandemic, Stirling was running at roughly 120, and we says to ourselves, we had a great February, and it had to be based on the strong Stirling, and we've been saying that here for years, that Donegal, tourism-wise, is dependent on the fluctuation in the Stirling, and when Stirling's strong, the northern traveller will make his way to Donegal.